Garrett began by listing what he sees as important accomplishments on the job, freeing Christian ministers imprisoned in Sudan, opposing abortion, and trying to help the women's basketball coach at UVA to adopt an orphan from Senegal. Joanne Boyle recently quit her job after winning an NCAA championship to focus solely on getting the six-year-old into this country for good.
Listen to this. This is how bad this is. This is the United States government telling her this. You need to go back to Senegal because the child is here on a non-resident visa. You need to apply at the embassy in Senegal. They need to do a physical in Senegal, which is funny because I'll bet you the doctors at UVA Medical Center and Martha Jefferson could do a pretty good job. I said, they can't do the physical here. They said, no.
He also attacked Democrats who have criticized him.
There was an individual who aspired to run against me who said, Tom Garrett never condemned the hate-filled activities that occurred in Charlottesville. I have almost 3 hours of audio and videotape from before and after. I wrote an op-ed in May saying that these bastards didn't belong in the America that I loved. Because if you can't agree that we should judge individuals based on the content of their character and not the color of their skin, then I can't have a debate with you.
And he bemoaned a congressman's lack of family time. But in the end, Garrett said he was definitely running for re-election, armed now with issues that may have been calculated to energize his Republican base in the 5th Congressional District. I'm Sandy Houseman.